This is WHYY's Morning Edition. Good morning. I'm Jennifer Lynn. One of the major golf tournaments of the season is coming to a venue near you starting today. The Truist PGA Championship takes place at the Philadelphia Cricket Club's Wissahickon Course in suburban Flower Town for the first time. Fans are snapping up tickets to watch golfers play for a $20 million purse. My guest, Chestnut Hill resident Matt Schiffer, will be in attendance, but he's interested in the actual course, the greens, the topography, the sand bunkers. Schiffer is a golf course designer trained in Scotland with a lot to say about the lay of the land, and he joins us this morning. Good morning, Matt.
Morning, Jennifer.
Matt, this course was designed just over 100 years ago by A.W. Tillinghast on a 321-acre parcel of land. Was Tillinghast interested in creating an interesting course filled with hazards and challenges?
Absolutely. Well, the club was actually founded in 1854, and Tillinghast was a member. So they hired him, and he was a well-known architect at the time, to design an interesting course for them. And it was in his best interest to do a good job because he was going to play it too.
I read that there are many bunkers, many mounds. At one point, there's a stream, maybe a tiny elevated railway line along hole number 17. So there are a lot of things going on. Does a 100-year-old course have something exceptional to offer golfers by virtue of being so old?
Yes, the golden age of golf course design is typically considered between World War I and World War II, when a lot of the most famous golf course architects were practicing. It's interesting when you get to see an older course because these guys didn't have bulldozers. They used horses and scrapers and hand labor, and they worked very naturally because they didn't have the machinery to work at a larger scale.
Anything else stand out about this course, about its size?
Well, like a lot of courses of that era, the greens are very close to the tees. It wasn't built with developments attached to it or roads going through it. It's compact and probably a little shorter than many modern courses, just because players in the 1920s and 1930s had different equipment and they didn't hit it quite as far as they do now.
And the pros will be on this course for a handful of days. What do you think they would encounter at Wissahickon that would be most challenging?
Well, Tillinghast was known for strategic design, so I think they're going to be encountering strategic angles and bunkers and places where they like to normally hit it. Plus, the greens are going to require a lot of precision. They're going to have to hit to the right part of the green in order to score well.
Your work focuses on sustainable courses, ones that are climate friendly. Am I wrong to think that golf courses are eco-unfriendly instead of eco-enhancing?
Golf courses, especially in urban areas, do serve a very important function. They attract a lot of biodiversity. They're a green space. They're a cool area and a warm city and attract bees and pollinators. So we really have to think about it as a large green space that could otherwise be developed in a much less friendly way.
I didn't have time to look it up. Are there organic courses that don't use polluting fertilizers or herbicides, for instance?
Absolutely. Golf course superintendents, who are the stewards of this land, are very highly educated people, and it's in their best interest to use resources very efficiently and not use many chemicals. And so, yes, there are organic golf courses. They use integrated pest management, which uses bugs that go after other bugs. And there are many innovative and environmentally friendly ways to take care of these properties.
What do you look for when you're designing a course? What lays out your mark on a course?
Ideally, you get a nice property and you do as little as you have to make it a fun golf course. Anything else feels artificial. Try not to be too contrived.
What would it be on this course that is sort of the, oh, that's the spot. This is where things can go right or wrong for somebody, or it's just beautiful.
I think when people go out there, they're going to feel like it's an older course and very natural. A lot of native areas made with fescue grasses that feels very cool and just a beautiful place to hang out for a day.
Matt Schiffer designs golf courses through his company Green Grass Golf Design in Chestnut Hill.
When you see me tee up, you better step aside. A lot of men didn't, a lot of men died. I hook it to the left, I shank it to the right. I'll be looking for my ball until the dark of the night. You play 18 holes, what do you get? Another day older and deeper in debt. St. Andrew, don't you call me, 'cause I can't go. I owe my soul to the country club pro.
I didn't know John Denver had a golf song, but there you go.